Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
We've been looking forward to this week's show. Mark Little is a Moncton-based singer-songwriter recording artist that is also a full-time realtor, a noted caricaturist, acclaimed painter, and when he's not doing all that, he's busy looking after his family needs. Over the winter, he wrote, recorded, and released a brand new album called Modern Days, and we are so pleased to be able to feature six songs from that project, and Mark will be here to let us know how he seems to do it all. First, a title song, Modern Days on Atlantic Access.
In your mind, you think you're kind, but I know you're not that kind. 'Cause I've seen you on the TV . These are the times of widespread lies. CNN, a Fox News Live, is it true? All fake news. When the bombs start to fly, run the
That's Mark Little on Atlantic Access playing a couple of tunes from his brand new solo album. It's called Modern Days, and we just heard Promised Land and Modern Days, the title song. We have Mark on Atlantic Access here with us today. So how you making out there, brother?
Good, Terry. I just want to thank you. I appreciate the, you know, the coverage of this.
I need to point out that you are a full-time realtor. You're also a noted caricaturist. You're an acclaimed painter. You write songs. You're a multi-instrumentalist. And by all accounts, you pretty much produced this album on your own. Are you trying to take over the world or what?
Well, the truth is, winters in Atlantic Canada can be pretty long. So when I'm not selling houses in late December and early January, I just bunker down and hibernate my studio.
The first two we played here, they're kind of, I would say, outspoken, tackling some modern issues. This must have been something you felt pretty strongly about, the themes of those two songs in particular.
Yeah, absolutely. I started off the album with Modern Days. I think all of us have been digesting the news coverage, fake news, real news, and trying to decipher how to tell the difference in real and fake news, and it's almost impossible now. I mean, you look at Fox Network and CNN, they're so polarized, and you can't believe anybody anymore. So the song wrote itself in 20 minutes, I kid you not. When I'm writing, I'm recording at the same time. What you hear in that song in the chorus is my first try writing it.
But this is also a solo project for you, and from the time that I've known of your music history, that's kind of a new thing, too. You've been involved in bands, of course, over the years quite a bit. I think of the Watermen, and I'm sure there's a couple of others along the way. Is this really like a solo debut for you?
Yes, it is. I mean, as you mentioned, I'm a realtor, and I'm so busy with that, and me trying to schedule with other members is almost impossible with my schedule. I find it stressful, even playing gigs a lot of time because, you know, I can't check my phone, you know, in the middle of a set. So it's, I have to spend my time wisely and decide, okay, I'm just going to do a solo album. That way you can do it, and if it's no good, I got nobody else to blame but myself. But, you know, it's funny. I enjoy every one of these songs, and I enjoy playing them. And that's really the first time I can honestly say that in my whole music career.
They're self-written in that they're all written by you, or is there some collaboration here with anybody?
Zero collaboration. I recorded, played every instrument on the album, did all the harmony myself. There's one cameo special guest by my daughter, Sophia. She's in grade 10. She said one line in the song Superstar. Other than that, I did the whole album.
Well, we're going to actually play Superstar next, and that strikes me as a song perhaps written in the sphere of, you know, the whole Kardashian paparazzi thing that's been going on. Is that, am I close?
Bang on, yeah. I'm glad it came through clear. I mean, we live in such a narcissistic world now. Everything's a Facebook selfie or Twitter or Snapchat or whatever the social media of the day is. And there's no reality anymore. Everything is what you look at on your profile, and everything's make-believe now. And, so it's just, you know, it's kind of a spoof on the Kardashians, and my daughters love watching the Kardashian show, and I got to sit through it sometimes, and I just roll my eyes, so I must all write a song about it.
So here's Superstars from Mark Little and the album Modern Days, now on Atlantic Access.
Cause they know your face. You're talking on your phone. superstar.
From Mark Little, that's Missing Out on You on Atlantic Access. And I think, Mark, what I like the most about this album is it takes you to different places. The one we just played, for example, I got the feeling is one of the more personal songs on the project.
It's not a real literal take on anything in my life personally.
You mentioned, too, that you played all the instruments. Are you a self-taught multi-instrumentalist?
Yeah, so I started, you know, playing guitar. I had some guitar lessons when I was a kid, and it kept me out of a lot of trouble as a teenager. I was always in the basement, you know, with the albums and the vinyl records, and you know, I wore out Journey's album, Frontiers, you know, learning to play guitar and singing. I was tone deaf when I started. I wasn't a good singer, but what happened when I was 12, I went down to Chapel's convenience store in Riverview. It used to be on Coverdale Road. There was Brian Adams' Cuts Like a Knife album on the wall, and there was Paul Simon's One Trick Pony album. So I bought those two albums. I learned to sing just trying to mimic Brian Adams when I was a teenager.
You did so well that you actually put together a tribute show, didn't you?
Yeah.
For Adams.
Yeah,
and Bon Jovi, which is kind of in the same vein, I guess.
Yeah. So, I mean, those are great tribute shows because, I mean, if you forget the lyrics, you just hold the mic out to the crowd and they're singing it. I mean, Tom Cochran as well. I remember when I first started recording 20 years ago or whatever, I was lucky enough to get into a studio in Kitchener, Ontario, and with the same producer, Tom Cochran's Big League album. So it was Rick Hutt. So it was pretty daunting, you know, sitting there recording vocals and looking at the gold album, you know, like, you know, Big League, Tom Cochran. So it was pretty neat, yeah.
Which project was that?
That was, it was just a solo song. He'd get on a compilation CD that went across Canada.
So we're getting to my favorite couple of tunes on the album. We're going to play Like Stagger Lee.
Okay,
That is such a fun tune, man.
I got to thank you for actually listening to the album, you know, because a lot of people say that, you know, they like it or whatever, but you got the gist of that one, and that's cool,
Oh, it's a fun track, but the next one I want to play is my personal favorite, and that's Play the Beat on the Record Machine, which it sounds like it can be played anywhere, anytime, and I can't help but smile when I hear it. I really enjoy that track.
Oh, awesome.
So do you write based on mood? Does that have a large impact when you're in your basement and you're kind of shutting out the world? Do you tap into whatever mood you're in at the moment to help bring out a vibe?
Well, you know, it's funny. Not at all. Like, I'll have a plan to write a, let's say, a nut beat, you know, catchy kind of hooky rock song or whatever, and I'll end up with a ballad. You know, you don't know where the song's going to take you.
Right.
What I've learned in songwriting over the years is if you don't love it when you recorded it, and the minute you're doing it, it's not the right take.
Okay.
Right? So you just fix it until you like it. And I changed everything that bugged me in the slightest way. And then when nothing bugged me, I knew the album was done.
Okay.
So this album is very, very real. There's no auto-tune on anything. It's very playable live, which is good.
Yeah, it does have a really good live vibe to it. So we're going to play the beat on the record machine and Like Stagger Lee. Thank you so much, Mark, for taking the time out of your very busy schedule to do this.
Awesome. Thank you, Terry. Really appreciate the coverage.
Here's Mark Little on Atlantic Access.
Stogies, we're headed to a kitchen party. Yeah, and all night long, gonna pop some tops, gonna sing along to the songs we all know. Girl, are you with me? We've got tonight. Who needs tomorrow? This time, gonna lift you up. There'll be no room left for sorrow. Turn up the phone. home. In a bar room 93, the bartender cooked up something for me. It wasn't gentle like strawberry wine. My body started changing like Jekyll and Hyde. Now I walk like Stag-a-lee. And I talk like Stag-a-lee. Now I'm an unwanted man around the town, falling down like Stag-a-lee. Into mixed company, they weren't gentle, and I started to whine. My body started changing like Jekyll and Hyde. Now I walk like Stag-a-lee, and I talk like Stag-a-lee. Now I'm an unwanted man around the town, falling down like Stag-a-lee. Falling down like Stag-a-lee.
The Atlantic Access Podcast is a weekly presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations Division in Moncton. For all your mobile entertainment needs, head to entertainmentplus.ca. This week's bonus track is courtesy of Fredericton duo Honeygut. Over the winter, the duo was inspired by the controversial story about our New Brunswick paramedics. So the guys in Honeygut decided, well, they were going to take a stand, and what came out of it was the song Unsung, now on Atlantic Access.
A new show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.